Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If there's anything we've learned in the last 5, maybe 7 years, is the fact that the efficient running of municipalities is critical to the quality of lives that we get to experience. The removal of refuse, water and sanitation, filling up potholes, just the maintenance of making sure that cities are significant and safe and effective enough for consumers and residents to live in has become a top priority. And time after time, we see the Auditor General highlighting this when it comes to the Auditor General's report, especially reflecting on municipalities. One municipality which is now looking for effective ways not only to raise capital, but to improve its operational efficiency is that of eThekwini, heading to the USA in an effort to revive the city's economy and seek some capital. To tell us more about this, the Municipality City Manager of eThekwini, Musa Mbele, joining us on the show this evening. Baba Mbele, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Kukuletu, and good evening to your listeners at home.
Siyabonga. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Clearly, my excitement for this interview getting me into a tongue twister, because there's a lot to discuss and some difficult questions perhaps that we do need to respond to. And I guess first things first, as we reflect on the recent elections and political changes that will take place from a provincial level, I'm assuming that this doesn't hamper your work and activities as the municipality of eThekwini.
Yes, Kukuletu, the people of South Africa have spoken, which is part of our democracy, but that does not really impact on the work that we do in our city, because these were the provincial and national government elections. So there is no direct impact at this stage. So we are continuing delivering services to our people.
Definitely. That's just important for us to clear up for many of our listeners. And I guess that the starting point is the fact that the municipality of eThekwini has faced a number of challenges. South Africans and residents of eThekwini have raised frustrations around adequate service delivery. Maybe let's just take a few steps back first to understand where we are in terms of the status quo and what has led to some of the concerns around the municipality.
Yes, any post-apartheid city, you will experience service delivery challenges, because, as you know, people were barred from coming into the major urban centers of the city. With the advent of our democracy, a lot more people now are free to come to our city. So there are various challenges that are associated with that, issues of congestion, issues of infrastructure carrying capacity not being able to carry the amount of pressure that happens in such a short space of time. But what has compounded problems in the case of a city of eThekwini is the issue of disasters that have visited us a number of times in short succession. These have destroyed our infrastructure, and they've worsened the problem, which is really a problem that is found in most of the cities, which is the problem of aging infrastructure, and that has been worsened by these kind of disasters. However, we are happy, Kukuletu, to report that through our dedication, we've been able to make our city very functional and notwithstanding those challenges.
The last time I went to Durban, it was a very different experience. I recall a time where it was quite a splendid place to visit, and I was tempted to reside there, I must tell you. But I can imagine that there's a lot of work to do and a lot of support that's required. And as a result, this is why you're now seeking additional support and capital from international markets like the USA. Help contextualize this. Why the USA? Why their support? And does it mean that there's a lot more difficulty to garner local funding and support?
Yeah. Let me start by saying, Kukuletu, please do come to Durban. You will experience a totally different Durban. Now, you must consider resettling in Durban. We've worked hard over the last couple of years to put it on the roadmap, so it is still a beautiful city to visit. The reason why we are here in New York, Kuku, is simple to tap on a program called Resurgence Program. It's a program that seeks to attract investors with a particular focus on uplifting the marginalized African companies just to ensure that they participate meaningfully in the mainstream economy. The reason why we decided to come to the United States is that they have this resurgence program, which started about three decades ago, where the leadership of the clergy in this city decided to sensitize the private sector to say that, look, there are huge wealth gap and earnings gap in the United States, where people of African origin are literally at the bottom of the food chain.
So, and this was causing all sorts in terms of inequality. Got you.
Exactly. Yeah. And they said, look, if you don't address this particular problem, we are going to boycott a number of your services and products. And they've decided to come along at the table and begin to engage on how to address these particular challenges. So it's a program that we felt if we can replicate it in South Africa, particularly the beneficial part of the program, not the boycotts and stuff like that. But they are coming across to our city to basically share the experiences and the lessons and the benefits of running a program of this nature. And that is what has caused us to want to come to the United States.
And I'm keen to understand just how exactly that will work, or some lessons that you also have to adopt as the eThekwini municipality in terms of rate collections, adequately managing those finances, the right resources that need to be deployed, especially on the back, as you've mentioned, on the of the natural disasters that have occurred.
Yeah. Just now, we are probably one of the best run cities, if not the best run, particularly when it comes to the management of finances.
But even though there have been some concerns raised in a few articles saying that you might not be the best, but you're doing better than some. So I'm assuming that there's always room for improvement, though.
Yes, we are doing a lot better at Google too. This was confirmed by our national treasury to basically say that we are on the right track. If you look at the financial ratios, the liquidity ratios and all those things, the cash coverage, the collection rates and all those things, it reflects a city that is in good hands insofar as financial management is concerned. That becomes the bedrock of implementing programs like Resurgence, because you have to have a functional city before you even go and request the captains of industry to look at dealing with issues of addressing wealth and income gaps. That's why we are therefore saying we've got what it takes to roll out a program of this nature back in Durban.
And on that, are there any guidelines or timelines we can expect? As you mentioned, you're still in the US right now. I'm assuming when you hit the ground back at King Shaka International Airport, you'll have to have a plan in place and implement solutions. Are you able to share any of that with us now?
Yes. We started about 10 months back. We have been in constant engagement with the Resurgence founders in the United States. The conference is scheduled to take place on the 18th to the 21st of July 2024 at Inkosi Albert Luthuli International Convention Center. We've been engaging with them on possible opportunities for investment, and we are very clear about which sectors to target. There will be more than 50 companies, a minimum of 50 companies that will be coming down on the 18th of July who are going to be participating in this conference. We are getting companies in Durban to become ready to participate fully in this conference.
And maybe you can give us a little bit more detail in terms of the kind of funding. Is this just direct investment based on the SEZs that might be available throughout the city? Is this debt? And of course, which sectors are they also going into?
So far, we have spoken to people in the creative industry, fashion and film industry, construction, development of properties, particularly in the space of resorts. We are looking at the green energy jobs, you know, dealing also with issues of infrastructure development in those particular sectors. So, and also on the sports development, there are also players that we've spoken to. There are different chambers of commerce that are going to come and participate in this particular conference. There are banking institutions. It is probably important to share that one of the biggest banks, which is JP Morgan Chase in the United States, they've basically invested a whooping $20 billion in developing 1 million women.
Sure.
So they are basically going to be sharing with financial institutions in Durban, for instance, in the context of South Africa, about how, what are the benefits of targeting the previously disadvantaged people. What does that do in terms of growing those particular institutions? But just to ensure as well that there is a widespread benefit to the ordinary people who are participating in the value chain.
100%. That's refreshing to hear, and we're certainly looking forward to hearing more about it, Babumpel. Thank you again for your time this evening. We wish you all the best and lots of progress when you do come back. Khululeka Babumpel, sizobuya sizovakashela igaga olwandle eThekwini. So we will take you up on that offer.
Siyabonga Kokulet. Siyabonga. Thank you very much.
Siyabonga. That's Musa Mpele, who is eThekwini Municipality City Manager, giving us some detail and insight as to how the municipality is looking to revitalize service delivery within the city of eThekwini, and following through with a visit to the U.S. to learn some lessons from our international peers and implement them back here at home.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.